With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The Liverpool Curling Club is once again undergoing major renovations. The group is looking to cut costs with the installation of solar panels on the roof and improve accessibility with the construction of a modular ramp and power door. The J&W Murphy Foundation recently provided Region of Queens with funding to be used for civic improvement projects. Region of Queens Council decided at their last meeting to award $236,000 of that funding for improvements to the Liverpool Curling Club. Over the past couple of years, the club has spent around $750,000 improving the club through the installation of a new roof, improvements to the heating systems and insulation, and transitioning to LED lighting. Club President Gordon Sampson says while this is the first time they've received funding from the municipality, the club has been successful in applying and making use of several provincial grants. Sampson says they've seen awareness of the club drastically improve within the community since those renovations began.
Well, it's exponentially higher than what we had expected even. The enthusiasm for the club is gone through the roof.
In addition to hosting more Bonspiels and club-based engagements such as trivia nights, Sampson says the community has made use of the building for a wide range of events, from air cadet meetings to privateer days, public health COVID vaccination clinics to YMCA outreach programs. He says opening their doors for use as a community hub aligns with the club's core mission.
We're centrally located. We're in the downtown core. What we can offer to the town and the region, that's what we're all about. That's our mission statement. That's what we want to do. And that's why we've been successful.
Sampson says installing solar panels on the club will help them get away from oil and move to electric heating while cutting their costs. He's hopeful adding the electric heating to the already installed heat pumps will help make the club a net zero building. And members aren't finished working to upgrade the club, as they're writing grants to replace the kitchen and furniture. He says the club has earned a reputation for doing good work with the funding provided, which makes it easier to apply for more funding.
Once you get a track record, you can show that you do what you say you're going to do, well then money becomes more readily available.
Sampson expects work will begin on the new ramp and solar panels once the curling season wraps and the weather improves sometime around April. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.